The COVID-19 pandemic has shined a light on one of the most necessary features of our society, medicine and healthcare. From a rapid effort to research, test, and produce a COVID-19 vaccine, to New Yorkers clapping for doctors and nurses during shift changes early on in the pandemic, medical professionals have been key in the fight against the pandemic. Their essential role in this moment could translate to more young adults or even people well into their careers deciding that they want to contribute to human health as doctors, pathologists, researchers, nursing assistants, or public health professionals.
In the fall of 2020, which of course was, we were deeply into the COVID situation, we actually had an increase in the number of applications that we were getting for public health master's and doctoral degree programs.
That's Dr. John Finnegan, Dean of the School of Public Health at the University of Minnesota in Minneapolis.
We have been taking more students, and I will tell you that looking forward to the fall of 21, we're also seeing another increase in applications. I believe we're up about 21%, 22%.
Finnegan says there's a national surge in interest for public health degrees. At the University of Minnesota, the field of applicants for these programs is diversifying.
A third of the applications that we received for fall of 2020 are folks from Black, brown, and indigenous communities.
Finnegan also said the majority of applicants are women.
It's, I think, good news going forward because the public health workforce really needs to be more diverse, and we need more people who are working in public health because I don't think COVID is going to be the last new emerging virus that we see in the world.
In another area of healthcare, nurses often work closely with COVID-19 patients and patients in general. At the College of St. Scholastica in St. Cloud, which offers a post-baccalaureate nursing degree and a doctor of nursing practice degree, nursing education is always in high demand.
Those two programs have always been popular, and they continue to be very popular.
That's Dr. Cheryl Sandel, Dean of the School of Nursing at St. Scholastica, St. Cloud.
It's interesting hearing, you know, why they do come to nursing. And most of them, you know, it's because I want to make a difference. Some of them thought they wanted to be a nurse early, but then they changed their mind. And now, you know, when things happen, you know, like the pandemic, for instance, which is a good example of, yep, I want to be a nurse. Now I know I want to be a nurse and I know I can do it.
Because St. Scholastica offers a nursing degree for people who have already earned a bachelor's degree, Sandel says the students are often a bit older than standard college age and are invested in the communities they live in.
I mean, the average age, at least for us, for that cohort, is around 26. And so they tend to be invested in the community, may or may not be married, have children. It'll be interesting to see over the next year. But I do anticipate that the nursing applications will remain strong.
It's easy to see the physical and emotional toll a deadly pandemic has had on nurses, doctors, and other healthcare providers who work with critical COVID patients day in and day out. When I asked Sandel if we could see nurses leaving the field after the pandemic is over, Sandel said there are lots of different career opportunities within nursing itself.
We are seeing evidence that, for example, nurses are choosing to go a different path in nursing. So not necessarily, you know, leaving the field, but we have a informatics program. And, you know, there has been an increase in the numbers of nurses coming back to do graduate level work around informatics, and which takes them away from that direct patient care role.
The pandemic might inspire people to become nurses. For some, it might lead them down a different path in healthcare, giving them a break from emergency rooms or urgent care. But there are others impacted by the pandemic in such a way that they can't start their nursing journey yet, Sandel said.
We are seeing some students, the traditional students, who are deferring, they're going to wait a year because of finances. Students who want to be a nurse and they still want to be a nurse, but because of the pandemic and finances, they have to put a hold on it.
Nurses and doctors are probably the most recognizable healthcare roles to the general public. They're the people who see patients face-to-face, or when it's available, screen-to-screen for telehealth appointments. So are people more interested in becoming doctors now because of the pandemic?
It's always enormous interest. You know, basically tons of students are rejected from medical schools, right? It's extremely, extremely competitive environment. So we always see big interest.
That's Dr. Marina Cechovic-Ziane, a biology professor at St. Cloud State University. Among other subjects, she teaches immunology, and she works with upperclassmen who may be interested in applying for medical school. And she's not wrong. According to the Princeton Review, applying to medical school is competitive. Nationally, 41% of med school applicants are accepted. While Finnegan said some med schools might see the Dr. Fauci effect bumping up their applications, Cechovic-Ziane says she hasn't seen this increased interest in the profession yet because deciding and preparing to apply to medical school takes years. And though it seems like longer sometimes, COVID-19 has only been around in America for about a year. However, this interest in medicine might be emerging among freshmen. Allie Best, a senior in biomedical sciences at St. Cloud State, says she's seen more freshmen and first-term students joining the Medical Professions Association student group than in previous years. Best also said she has heard from her peers that they're coming across more pre-medicine students on campus than usual. In addition, the pandemic may have brought quiet medical jobs into the public eye. Louise Millis, the Medical Laboratory Science Program Director at St. Cloud State, says she has seen more students interested in medical laboratory and pathology-related programs.
I am seeing more students that are finding their way into the lab, you know, sort of vernacular, like they didn't know that, like, I don't know that they didn't know there wasn't a lab, you know, a clinical lab, because everyone's probably had some work done before, but a lot of people don't realize that it's an actual degree path with a career.
Millis describes this work as the quiet side of medicine, as lab technicians don't often interact with patients directly. In any case, the two St. Cloud State educators project that the next wave of students wanting to become doctors and other healthcare professionals will come in the next few years.
You'll see impact of current situation in probably around 2 or even maybe 3 years. Because yes, that would definitely that spike in interest because now science is cool. I would say 100% that would happen.
I would expect there to be an uptick across the board in healthcare as this all kind of sinks in and people are, you know, like you spark the interest and now maybe they'll start taking those courses as opposed to going into another major.
And perhaps that relationship with an increased interest in the medical field should be met with an increased interest in funding and maintaining public health work. That's what Finnegan brings up.
I see these enrollment issues and changes and the greater diversity of enrollment as a real plus for this country and for the state of Minnesota in the post-COVID world. Because I really do believe as we are going forward here, we are really going to need to look very much at the investment that we're making in public health infrastructure.
Reporting for AM 1450, FM 99.3 KNSI, I'm Danae Dryden.